What's up, guys? It's St. Vincent. And from Progressive Insurance, this is Shower Sessions. Each episode, we'll go behind the curtain to meet new artists, hear their stories, and perform from the stage where pretty much every singer got their start, the shower.
Lucifer sings a soprano, fallen angel listening to Zeppelin.
I got me someone else instead of
This is Shower Sessions. Welcome to my shower. In today's episode, we have Amber Mark. She sings, she writes, she's traveled the world, and today, she's here in my bathroom. Amber Mark, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Shower Sessions.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
In the bathtub.
Oh, are we here in a shower? I hadn't noticed. Typical Tuesday over here. Before we start chatting, I wondered if we could just start it right off with a song.
Sure.
Let's do it. What are you going to play?
I'm going to do Love Me Right. It's one of my favorite singles.
Love it.
Yeah.
I also love Love Me Right.
Said it all. I've got a feeling we must have hit a wall here. And baby boy, please tell me like it is. Cause you talk love, but you never act on it. Because the drive it is alive and hunt, it is calling you. And I am done with trying to hide it, babe. I need more from you. So could you please respond to me, because never understand. I give you the keys and while you gladly take, you don't use them. Hey, you tell me all the time, baby, I'm the light in your life, and you love me more each day. You're starting to drive me crazy. It's just this one thing, we're great everywhere else. Or is it just me? Am I not what you want? Cause if that's the case, baby, why lead me on? Because the drive it is alive and hun, it is calling you. And I am done with trying to hide it, babe. You please respond to me, because never understand. I give you the keys, and while you gladly take them, you don't use them. But why won't you tell me all the time, baby? I'm the light in your life, and you love me more each day. You are starting to drive me crazy. Drive me crazy. Why
So that song was written about an ex who wasn't understanding. So I figured, you know, do what an artist does, write about it, express my feelings. So I just ended up writing the song. It kind of happened pretty quickly. I'm normally really slow when it comes to production and writing lyrics and stuff like that. But that one just happened pretty easily. So I wrote it within like 2 hours and then we parted ways. So now it just makes me happy. Hopefully he hears it all the time.
Do you write in the shower often?
I definitely sing a lot in the shower for sure.
What do you sing in the shower?
I belt it out. I do some like Whitney Houston stuff. Stuff that I normally probably can't sing like in front of an audience. I'll try and like get there with that stuff. So I'll do that. Or I'll sing Ella Fitzgerald, which is kind of how I started singing when I was a kid.
Michael Jackson. I love Ella. She's probably one of my favorite soloists.
Yeah. She's insane.
Give me her over a trumpet player any day.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So I was born in Tennessee on a farm called the Rainbow Farm, which was like this spiritual midwifery space, I guess. And then we traveled between Miami and New York till I was 7, and then we ended up moving to India. So we were there for about 4 years, and then we did a little bit of Nepal and Thailand, and then moved to Germany. Wow. Lived in Berlin for about 2 years, and then I moved back to New York to live with my godparents when I was about 15. That's the short version.
Yeah, but how do you think that affected you as a person or an artist?
I try to incorporate it as much as I can when I, like, with production and stuff like that. And I just tried to kind of take things that really I caught on to as a kid musically in India and the classical singing and stuff like that. And so tried to incorporate that as much as I could.
Did you learn ragas and stuff?
I always wanted to take piano lessons and certain like classical Indian dance lessons and stuff like that. But because we were moving around a lot, I never had the opportunity to. So I wish I could. I always try and imitate it in the shower. But no, I sample it a lot for the stuff like that.
So you said you have a studio in your bedroom?
I do. Well, I used to have it in my bedroom. I've now moved it into my living room. But when I started out, yeah, I had my just like a little keyboard right in front of my bed and my laptop. And I was just kind of learning how to produce and stuff like that. And started actually, you know, having a career as an artist and writing and, you know, producing and stuff like that. I've got like monitors and, you know, a mic. I still use the same mic I used back in the day. So it's a USB mic. I use that to do all of every EP I've done so far, except for one song that I've put out.
Has there ever been a lyric that you've really wanted to use but been like, maybe that's too silly or too vulnerable or?
Yes, I feel like a lot of my lyrics are kind of cheesy, so I always have to get people's feedback. Like I'll ask my sister and my family members and friends, like, okay, guys, is this too cheesy for me to put out? But I don't know. I always feel like I always need feedback on lyrics because I tend to go the cheesy route.
But it's great you have people you can trust.
Yeah,
you
know, like, definitely.
Have they ever said, yeah, that's too cheesy?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That means you can trust them, but.
My brother never likes any of my songs. He's always like, no, this sucks. And I'm like, okay, fine. But then he'll like, text me like 3 hours later and be like, listen to it in the car, it sounds really good. Like,
oh my god, brothers are the worst.
He keeps me grounded.
Why do you do this?
I think I'm not really good at expressing myself. I had a really hard time as a kid. I kind of was really passive aggressive. So I think it kind of helped me to understand my feelings more, just writing it down and writing it into song. And when I did that and like, letting all of that go, letting all of my emotions go and putting it out into the world and having people connect with it on like an emotional level. That was kind of when I was like, wow, this is such a beautiful feeling to listen to music and to have that emotional connection with it. And to now be able to do that for strangers was such an amazing part for me. So I think that's the main reason why I do it. I absolutely love to connect with people on stage. It's one of my favorite parts of it. And I think, you know, to be able to do something that makes you feel that way and, you know, kind of gain some success from it, I think is kind of just the dream in life. So that would probably be the reason why I do it.
What's next for you in life?
Writing right now, I've been writing a lot and gonna do some touring, hopefully, and then EP end of this year, and then probably like some sort of album at the top of next year.
Like really put that USB mic through the paces.
Exactly.
Yeah. So can we hear one more song?
Of course.
What are you gonna play?
I'm going to do a song called Put You On.
Touchdown. I knew I had to see what's up. It's been a while since I've been back round, and you're all on my mind, sure enough. So meet me at 113th Street. You might not recognize me, dripping in these diamonds and wrapped all in this Gucci. We don't speak, but you're still on my feed every time that you post. And I'm liking what I see. It's been a while, but I'm still like before. Only thing that's been changed is my money and my clothes. Baby, boy, let me put you on, show you my glow up. I wanna see your face, you should come pull up. Boy, let me put you on, I want something more, and maybe this time you're what I'm looking for. Baby. Mm-hmm.
All right, now.
Do you remember way back in the 212? You were all with your boo, and even though I had a man, deep down I always knew that between us there was something that I could not explain. But I guess I was just too young then, cause now I know what it means. We don't speak, still on my feet every time that you post. And I'm liking what I see. It's been a while, but I'm still like before. Only thing that's done change is my money and my clothes. Baby, boy, let me put you on, show you my glow up. I wanna see your face, you should come pull up. Boy, let me put you on, I want something more, and maybe this time you're what I'm looking for. Way to uptown, my Dominican indictment on the way I get down. See, I'm the big babe, long dreads, big braids, on my way to you, Bed-Stuy. J train riding LITT, cause she reppin' Long Island. Shout out, big fish, my cousin brother in Harlem. Took me to the fish spot where I beg for your pardon. Then I gave you my number, and I'm glad that you called it. Hey, boy, let me put you on, show you my glow up. I wanna see your face, yeah. Boy, let me put you on, I want something more, and maybe this time you're what I'm looking for. It's been a long time. I ain't seen you in a while, darling, but you're looking real good. I'm digging your style now. I ain't seen you in a while now, honey. Damn, girl, it's been a long time. I ain't seen you in a while, but you're looking real good. I'm digging your style.
Amber Mark, thank you for stopping by the shower.
Thank you for having me in this bathtub.
Anytime.
Next time we'll match rooms.
Absolutely.
Well, that's it for this episode of Shower Sessions from Progressive. If you want to see these video performances and other behind-the-scenes stuff, check out showersessionspodcast.com. I'm St. Vincent. Thanks so much for listening. See you in my bathroom. What?